Richard to the sack.
Thank you, Benito. Richard, I'll put you on.
And
Shereen, you're next.
Great. I'm sorry, is that me?
Yes, it is. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, thanks. I don't so much want to speak to the whatever, you know, the issues are with regard to the PD search, as I want to object to the notion that we're going to be presented with a report at the meeting that we have to vote on at the meeting. There really is enough of a problem with people not getting documents and so forth in advance. The reports, I think, are due, when did she say the 28th? One of the admin people in Berkeley sent out a note saying that committee reports are due by the 28th, and it may be that we're also going to have books at the meeting with hard copies, but these reports should be electronically distributed to people within days of them hitting the national office, so folks can come into the meeting already informed instead of scrambling and trying to read while someone is talking. So I strongly object to the idea that the report is complete, but for some reason the board can't see it until we're required to vote on it or to discuss it. So I object to this motion for those reasons and ask that, you know, really we get it together in terms of giving people time so they come into a meeting actually prepared to make a useful, informed decision.
Thank you, Green. Carolyn, you're next, please.
Yes, thank you. I think that the point is that people do need to be prepared, and they will get something in writing, of course, before the Houston meeting, well before, so they can deal with it. But to answer one member's objection, if you don't know what the issue is about, perhaps you have not been paying close attention to that the board has passed on this issue. So you might want to go back and reconsider things because we have discussed this issue, and it is an important issue, and it really needs to be considered carefully. So I would object to pushing forward at the moment.
Point of inquiry.
Excuse
I think that's what it's called now under the new rule.
I'm sorry. Hold on, please, Margie. Carolyn, were you done speaking?
No, not yet.
Okay, so Margie, I'll take your point of inquiry when Carolyn's done speaking, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to ask the board to consider carefully the presentation by the members of the committee, Teresa Allen and myself and Heather, and take those into consideration and give us the respect for the work that we've been doing on this issue.
Okay. Tracy, for the stack, could you be on the stack?
Yes, I have you on stack. Carolyn, you're done.
I need a point of inquiry as well.
Okay. Hold on, folks. Let me try to keep it orderly. We're doing pretty well so far. So let me take Margie's point of inquiry. Go ahead, Margie.
I'm sorry. I think I pay pretty close attention. I don't know when this matter has been discussed by this body. Would someone tell me when it was on the agenda, when we talked about it?
I know it was before, long before I was in New York in February and March, because I was directed to constitute a committee, and I did it, I believe, sometime back in March.
Well, a bunch of us weren't on the board before February of this year, so I really take umbrage at Carolyn's comments. We have no reason to know what this is about, because it happened before some of us were even members of this body.
Okay, thank you. I'd have to ask the secretary to find the motion as to what date I was directed to constitute
Teresa
committee.
Allen, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I will add you to the stack.
Well, I just have a point of information.
Okay, well, let me take Benito and then I'll take yours.
I have the answer to Margie's question.
That's
oh, you have the answer. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Teresa. I'll take that.
Well,
go for it.
Yeah, we were tasked to do this last spring, and Benito Diaz and Margie Wilkerson were on the board when we were tasked to do this.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Clearly
thank you. That was my recollection also, that it was this current board, because I had to deal with it sometime after that. Thank you. Benito, did you still have a point of inquiry?
No, well, not really. Margie said exactly what I was going to say, but having, you know, I still have no recollection of that issue.
Okay.
It may be that something was said, but the new members did not understand what was said.
Okay, well, thank you. I voted upon because I was given a directive to make this committee come together, so I know it was something that was voted upon. But next on stack is John Crumshaw, please.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead. Yes, John, now we can't hear you, so if you're speaking, you've gone on mute. Are you there?
Now can you hear me? Sorry about that.
Now we can. Go ahead, please.
All right, thank you. I would just say that I have been acutely aware of this process and waiting for the result to come forth, and I think it's very important that we take the time that is necessary to consider it, and the task force recommends doing it in Houston, which I think will give us an opportunity to really give it the attention that it deserves. They have been working on a report for a long time. It is a very important matter, and so I would urge the members to vote in favor of this motion because it puts things in perspective and honors the work of the PNB in trying to address issues that come to its attention. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Richard, you're next, please.
My name is John.
In my turn?
Yes, Richard. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I'm new on the board. I voted to set this task force up. It's a task force, and our vice chair chaired the task force. There was discussion around it. The motion passed. I'll look up the date and send you the date, but it's passed. All this motion is asking for is that this be presented and considered a couple of weeks from now at the in-person meeting, and I can't imagine that being a rush to anybody. If you don't know anything about it, you got 2 weeks to find out about it. But as a new member, I not only took part in it, I voted for it, and I'm glad to see that it's coming along, and it would be unbelievable if the process continued before this report was dealt with. So I would certainly say vote to vote yes.
This is Lydia.
Thank you, Richard. Lydia, if there's time, I can put you on a second stack. I'm sure we've far outstripped the time on the agenda for this item. Let me go through who's
Brian here.
Yeah, and Benito to the stack as well.
Okay, so I'll put second stack, but I don't know that we're going to get to it. So please don't be offended if we don't.
Summer, just so you know, we have about 40 seconds left in this item.
Okay, so then what I would suggest is there are three people who have not yet spoken at all. Rather than going back for second bites at the apple, why don't we take the people that are still on stack? Does anyone have an objection if we finish the stack of first speakers, which is three people? Well, if there's no objection, that was what I would suggest we do here. Okay? All right, I'm not hearing an objection, so we'll finish the stack, which is Tracy, Monage, and Brian. Okay, Tracy, go ahead, please. Tracy, we can't hear you here.
Oh, hi. Thanks. Sorry.
Now
usual struggle. The usual struggle with the mute. I think for this motion, it's really just a question of common sense. And I hear people that they don't, you know, remember all the details. They weren't on the board when this hiring process collapsed and was stopped. And the point is that something happened that didn't work, that prevented a hiring process from going forward, and that an investigation was done. So on a common sense level, the way in which we will learn enough about the situation to decide what, if anything, the PNB is going to do about it and what needs not to happen in the hiring process going forward, not to repeat the same mistakes and have the same bad result, is what the point of the report is. So, of course, the way that we deal with our concerns around this issue is we listen to the report, we find out what happened, and then we figure out what makes sense to do going forward so that a situation that merited an investigation doesn't happen again and merit another investigation. So, to me, this is sort of just common sense, we're talking about 2 weeks. There's no point to doing a report if we don't wait for the results of the report and use that information to inform what we do next. So I support the motion, and I think the objections to it are a little misguided. You know, we have to hear what happened in order to decide what to do next, and that's all the motion is saying.
Thank you. Next on stack is Monique.
Yes, I have a question. I have no problem with this motion, but I would like to know, is there any, the report of this motion, the report is not ready to be given to people in advance, or what is there any problem with people having that in advance if it's ready? And if there is a question about that, what's the problem? Thanks.
I'll respond to it if you'd like.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I think, I mean, the task force was created because there was a breach of confidentiality, in fact, probably several of them, and therefore the nature of it is it would probably be better if we not send an email out there where that can possibly be sent out again and another breach of confidentiality created. So I think the very nature of the problem suggests that it would be best if we just sit down, pass out the reports, have it read, and then make a decision right then. That's what we're proposing.
Margie for the stack.
Yeah. We said we'd finish the stack, which
okay.
is Brian.
Never mind.
Sorry, Margie.
I withdraw my...
Thank you. All right, Brian, you're the last person on stack.
Yeah, I just have to speak as one of the new board members. I've been on every meeting... I think I left one of them maybe an hour before it ended. But I don't remember hearing or voting on anything regarding the program director hire at KPFK, and I'm at a loss. I feel like there's a conversation happening that I'm not a part of. When I read this motion, I didn't even understand it to be us freezing a hiring process that's currently underway at KPFK. And so, like, if you all can't tell us why it's important to do that, I'm perplexed as to why we're discussing it in public session rather than an executive session where you can. And if you've already completed the report, I'm completely perplexed as to why you can't send it out or at least summarize the relevant part before you put this to a vote. Because right now it's coming across as we need to stop a hiring process for 2 weeks. We can't tell you why. We'll tell you in 2 weeks. And it's like the way this board started to do business without sending out any information before votes. It drives me nuts.
I would like to respond to that.
And Carolyn, too. Thank you.
Okay, folks. Brian, were you done?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so to be clear, if I'm allowing Heather, Teresa, or Carolyn to speak, it's because they were the members of this committee. Okay. Ladies, can we please try to keep it brief since I'm not letting other people go on stack? Teresa, then Carolyn?
This is Teresa. I was just trying to prevent it from being pushed to the front of the agenda to start with because I think it will naturally come out you know, at the face-to-face meeting. But I guess you guys didn't pick up on that.
Thank you, Teresa. Carolyn. Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. I think having completed our report doesn't mean we've completed the writing of it. The details and the just writing it up, which is I'm always amazed at how long it takes for people to consult with each other, but that is the case. For one thing, for another, I think it's entirely appropriate for the procedure to be stopped until the report is presented. So I realize it's a little bit difficult, but really, it should not have been started. And one of the other questions is. What exactly was the purpose of the report? It was to investigate a very serious issue. So I would appreciate it if you would respect the work that this committee has done, which is extensive, in trying to get to the heart of a really difficult problem, and that is breach of confidentiality, which happens all too often on this board and in even local committees. So I would suggest that having appointed a committee, and perhaps you didn't remember, perhaps you don't read minutes as they come out, perhaps, you know, things get by people, but I don't think that's a very good excuse, to be honest. I would really appreciate your giving the committee the respect of the work that we've done, which has been many hours and investigation, and wait for the report. I'm sure that at that point, you'll be glad you did wait. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we're done with the topic.
You said that when you started allowing people to speak twice, you would let me speak.
No, I said very specifically, if I'm allowing Teresa or Carolyn to respond, it's because they are members of that committee, and a specific question was asked. It wasn't them taking a second round at just commentary.
I didn't ask a question. I made my remarks, to be clear.
Okay. It's, you know...
And then you
what
just gave
them
the
How
last
the board
word.
Go? Do you all wish to extend time on this matter so three people
yes.
can speak a second time?
Benito, I move to extend 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Board
might
be
hosting Anne, possibly.
This is Jessica. I object as well. We've already heard very good reasons why we should wait.
Okay, thank you. Was there a second or not?
Yes,
Manisha.
I seconded.
I'm sorry, who is that, Lydia?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. I just asked you to identify your name beforehand, that's all. Thank you. All right, let's just take a vote on this. This is whether to extend 10 more minutes so there can be further discussion on this matter, or do we go immediately to a vote? If you vote yes, we extend 10 minutes. If you do not, we go immediately to a vote. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Okay, Edward Seeger.
To extend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excuse me, yes. Okay, yes. Rosenberg.
I vote no.
No. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. King.
No.
Can't hear you. Oh, King's there? No? Okay. Norman?
No.
No. Stitt? Can't hear you, Katia.
No.
No. Was that Katia? No? Okay.
No. Yes.
Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Grumshow?
No.
No. Medina? Can't hear you, Brenda. Alan? Can't hear you, Alan.
Alan says no.
No. Okay. Apollinar?
Can I pass, please?
Pass? Okay. Uzel says no. Burton?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No.
Hinchel says no.
Hinchel said no. Okay.
Yep.
Robert said yes, I believe.
I did not, but I will.
Okay. Saba?
No.
No. Lane Ewart?
No.
What was that?
No.
No. Okay, I got you. Apollinar passed?
No, thank you. Apollinar says no.
No. Okay.
Richard, you didn't call my name. This is Heather.
Oh, that's right. You're not chairing. I'm sorry.
That's
Heather?
Right. No.
No. Okay. Thanks for keeping me honest here.
No problem.
Did anybody abstain? Nope. Okay, the vote was 5 to 14 no's. 14 no's. Madam Chair? Madam Chair?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, what were the results of the vote, please?
The vote was 5 yes, 14 no.
I guess we're going to a vote then. Okay, so the thank you. The item on the floor is the PD Search Committee motion.
halting further action until the report of the investigative committee is presented at the Houston in-person board meeting. If you support this motion, then please vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please take the roll.
If you're in favor of the motion, you vote yes, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Alan.
I'm sorry. The motion is to move it. To, yeah, I say yes. Yes to the motion.
Okay. Apollinar.
Yes.
Yes. Gentle.
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burton.
Sorry, yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Hello? Coleman, yes.
Yes. Roberts.
No.
No. Saba.
Yes.
Yes. Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seegard.
No.
No. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz.
No.
No. King.
Yes.
Yes. Norman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Stitt.
Yes.
Yes. Brazon.
No.
No. Excuse me. Crumshow.
Yes.
Yes. Medina. Can't hear you, Brenda. There's only one abstention, so it's 13-5-1.
Thank you. The motion passes. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Okay. Next item on the agenda is presentation of a report by members of the WBAI, LSB, and staff. Is there a member of the WBAI delegation that would wish to speak at this point?
Let me just introduce my fellow directors on this. This is a sustainability plan that we introduced before.
Point of order. I don't think the director understands the motion that's being talked about. The
I'm
motion
sorry.
Being talked about was added this afternoon late. It was
no, I'm confused, but I'm going off of the agenda. Am I missing something?
Well, I must be missing something.
The next thing on the agenda is presentation of a report by members of the WBI, LSB, and staff. This plan has been produced in response to PNB motion May 9th.
No. The motion that Director Roberts moved up is a motion that came in this afternoon.
It didn't.
That motion approved. Failed, Richard.
It failed, Richard.
Robert, it didn't move up, Richard. We voted
it
down moving it up.
I've got this under control.
I apologize.
That's side bends.
I apologize. I admit I'm human.
No problem. Even
just
not
trying
ready.
To keep
I was
it
trying to pay attention to our scorecard while things were getting moved around.
I do make mistakes. Thank you.
Thank you. We all do. We're all human. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. I just want to refresh your memory about what the sustainability plan was. This was the original plan that was due last summer that we worked on as a collective, and that we presented, and I believe all of you have the WBAI sustainability plan timeline and the introduction to it. You all have that in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. what we did, and this sustainability plan somewhat precedes the dismantling of our staff and the current fund drive and the introduction of LMAs as a possibility for functioning of WBAI. So what we want to do, these are really underpinnings of how to sustain WBAI, whether, no matter what happens, no matter whether we raise money during this fund drive, which we seem to be doing, no matter what happens. And these entail, and I think that we can all chip in here, because there's a fairly elaborate timeline written here about how we would propose to rearrange the management staffing, the station operations, and what is essential to keep the station on the air at this point, now that we have pretty much gotten rid of all active staff, review and analyze the staff job descriptions against what we've been doing currently, and really drafting and reconsidering and reconfiguring our management team. And I think along with that goes really examining all over again our membership database, our fundraising strategies, and on and on. It's quite an elaborate plan here, and I wonder if either of the two other directors want to be a little more detailed than I have been in just introducing the basic strategies that we want to examine, no matter what happens here, whether we win, lose, or draw in our current fundraising operation, how we can reassess our station with a kind of clear-eyed view, realizing that for 10 years, certain of these problems have not really been addressed: fundraising, development, premiums, job descriptions, and particularly the management, creating a new management arrangement so that we can move forward no matter what happens to the station, so that we are really building on our resources instead of draining them. Okay?
Thank you, Janet. Other director from New York?
Yeah, Carolyn on this tax. I'm going to ask the microphone manager.
Manager, yes. Basically, the sustainability plan that was that is organized, and you have had it for a few months, despite the fact that there is a possibility of LMA, the fact that we need the station by FCC requirement needs to have, the BAI needs to have a station. It has at least two employees. And during the LMA, in order to protect the license, and also if something happens in the process within the days that or years that the LMA is in effect, if we go to LMA, if something happens that is against the mission, or some objectionable thing is happening, or that broadcast is not being, that LMA is not functioning in terms of the broadcast, we need to be able to have the management of the BAI back and be able to move it along. And the sustainability is necessary for that, for us to have it. And what has been developed first of all, restructures of WBAI as a whole. For example, the necessitates a development funding manager, which would deal with off-air fundraising and major donor discussions and relation, developing those relationships. And it seeks major emphasis on off-air fundraising. Also, analysis of the basic structure that BAI is going to have in terms of both management and staff, and staffing of it. Development of very clear job descriptions for everybody that we haven't had at BAI. It was very hard. There is no such a thing as a clear one that everybody who gets hired or put in a position they receive that this job description and they sign off on it so they can be evaluated. Following that, regular evaluation of the staff and the management, both at the same time. Also, the database, development of database, you know, the cleaning up the database base that is done in a way that we are certain that the database is clean and clear. And also the possibilities of investigation into inquiring another database as well. Also changing, redesigning the website to become more interactive and connection to also the social media. Train and the other the vision of this sustainability plan is training and improving technical production skills at BAI. The experience has been that anybody walks in, they get on the air for whatever reason without any training, proper training, considering the sound. And BAI is a sound that is broadcast at every place, but people are not trained into becoming a broadcaster when they are put there. And actually that, I'm adding this to myself, that would be one of the major impact of BAI to the community that it is, and also would be a good way of, in terms of education and fulfilling the mission of the Pacifica, that has to be, at the same time that's broadcasting, would be an educational facility, and also would help us to get funding and support, even the funding and support, if we have a broad base of educating and training people that come to the station. The other one is the fundraising, reorganizing the on-air and reducing the on-air, and also reorganizing from this type of what is called supermarket premiums. So that's basically what the sustainability plan has, but also has a timeline, as Janet pointed out, and we need to have this no matter what happens, and we need it especially at this transition period is the best time to implement this. And we ask that not only the board, the PMB, pass this, also accept this, and also we're asking for budget for the website development and fundraising management development, because that's something that we desperately need, the specific funding for that. Thanks a lot.
This is Jessica. Can I ask a question?
Thank you.
Carolyn, I'm back when Jessica's finished.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Ask your question, Jessica, and then I'm going to go to Carolyn. Go ahead.
Thanks for the information. I was wondering, did you guys have better or have continued success with the, I don't remember what they were calling it right this second, but it was kind of like a community card that when you were a member, you automatically got certain kind of perks at certain kinds of businesses around. And I got to see it when I was in New York. I believe it was on the website. But some people were saying, well, you know, that's not a really good plan. I was wondering if they expanded upon it or, you know, like, how's that going?
This is Manisha. I have no information that any of that has been going on. It could be some, but I'm not aware of it. Maybe other people can speak to it.
I think so. There are a couple of perks that go with becoming a WBAI buddy. But some of the issues that you deal with on a normal level with your radio stations are very different for us because we have so few employees right now. We have functionally no... we have no recording studios. We have a broadcast studio. Well, we're going to talk about that some more. But anyway, we're not really, I don't know, can I say this? We're not functional in the same way that you other radio stations are at this moment. We're not able really to progress with detailed fundraising strategies. And that, I think, is part of the reason here for the sustainability plan, that this will be a very broad-based restructuring of how we conduct business at WBAI for the future, you know, from now on, I should say, because we are we're not at that stage right now. We need to do some hard work on what our plan is for the future.
Summer, this is Heather. The 10 minutes are now up for this item.
Sure. Thank you. Does anyone wish to move to extend?
Yeah, Benito, I move 10 minutes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Carolyn, because I'm next on the step.
Thank you. Is there an objection?
Could we just move to the end of the meeting? The meeting ends in 14 minutes.
Yeah,
is that an amendment?
To the end of the 15 minutes.
I'll second that, too. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So shall that just be the motion, 15 minutes then? All right. Does anyone object? Okay, hearing objections. Carolyn, you're next on stat.
Thank you. I just want to second what Manajay and have said. We have a tough road ahead of us, and I think it's going to be a lot of work. It is a little bit different from anything any of the other stations have ever been through. And I hope that we can get through it with support rather than opposition. A lot of hard work. One of the things I would hope that we could do is work with some budgets, whether national or local, UBI or national, to address our most important issues, and that is up and rearranging, redesigning, essentially, our database. That may affect the database. And also redoing the development plan. We need a plan to... We have never really had a far-reaching plan at WBAI. And we also need to structure the way the station is run. And that includes our website. We need a whole new approach, which would overlook the fact that many years we have been asleep, like with Van Winkle, and to address how our website needs to be put into the mode of fundraising and everything else. So all those things are going to take some money, and that's the range of the budget just passed, and maybe other ways. We really must do this, and I remind people that the health of one station is the health of all of them. So if you all can support the creation, as it were, of WBAI, foundation will be that much stronger.
Somebody needs to mute.
Thank you. Yeah, somebody's making a lot of noise in the background.
The usual. Thank you. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Would the other director from New York like to speak?
What was the question?
I was asking if the other director from New York wanted to speak before I take, or is there a stack? Are there people with questions?
Hi, can you hear me?
Sure, go ahead, please.
Okay. So, you know, there was a meeting, last night, an informal meeting, with board, a significant portion of the board, not the board majority, about 10 people, I think, 10 members, and with the GM, and what should have happened, you know, over the course of months at the board meetings actually began to happen, which is a sharing of ideas about things that need to be changed and specific fundraising ideas and so on and so forth. So regardless of what happens tonight, I still think the board to undertake this. There are some, it was a rather long presentation. I forget how many pages in that entire package. I don't know how many of you have actually taken the time, have actually had the time to review it recently. I know something was sent out and something corrected was sent out and so forth. So there are some interesting ideas, and there are other things that really are not even, I think, fully formed ideas about moving forward. But, you know, I think it's important that we focus on what the station needs to accomplish and not on individuals' desires for regime change and so forth. You know, because there are certain criticisms of staff that have been made publicly and repeatedly by certain members of the board. And I would hope that this plan is not used then as a tool to execute what, at least in one case, seems to be a rather strong vendetta against, you know, one of the workers. So, sure, let's do something and move on because it's 10:21.
Okay, is there anyone to the stack?
Benito.
Brian.
Go ahead, Benito.
Will you?
Yeah, hello?
Boy, there's somebody making a lot of crunchy noises on there. So if you're not currently speaking, could you please press #1 for the rest of us so that we can all hear each other? Did I hear Brian after Benito?
Time permitting.
I'm sorry?
Time Brian? Permitting.
Okay, muting. Thank you. But go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I would just like to ask the directors from BAI, too, if you could give us something, and I don't mean to offend anybody by this comment, but something more concrete in terms of what precisely you are proposing, because the only thing that I got, and maybe I just didn't understand, but the only thing I got that was concrete was from Saba saying about restructuring the staff, and particularly, well, you know, adding on a fundraising manager, if I understood correctly. But other than that, I didn't hear no specifics, and I think that we would like to hear that.
Point of information.
Okay, Richard.
I'd like to ask the director if he had read their report. They went into a lot of detail in that report. Did you read their report?
I read parts of it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Manager?
Yeah, I appreciate Benito's question. And it is, I listed the areas that need to be changed and improved. For example, you know, the question of evaluation, I think, is a major problem, and job descriptions. We have not ever been able to get a clear job description, employees who people complain about them, and also no evaluation. And that is, I think, is a major contributor to problems, has been major problem with WBAI, that you can't hold anybody accountable and responsible for what they do and what they don't do. I don't blame the workers, because if you don't get a job description and somebody say, okay, I like you, you'll come in, and it basically has been like that, you can't hold them accountable, and also is unfair to the employee when that happens. I think this position is very pro-employee, because you give an employee, say, this is what you need to do, this is what we expect you to do, and they sign on to it, and then they know what they have to do, and they do it. But when there is no evaluation, everybody blames everybody else, and nobody is responsible, and I think it's a major undertaking if we can get this done. The other very specific suggestion is that we need... Another problem we have, as you noted, is the issue of fundraising, and especially funding. The way we have become, actually, we have become one of these shopping stations, and we need to move away from that and become creative in some of the ways that exist. We use them, like contacting major donors by having a proper portfolio and talking with them, and reaching to people who would request for Pacifica and BAI, particularly now that we are talking about BAI, and also approaching a lot of money that, especially in New York and nationally, exists for programs or stations like ours to get into them. And we need somebody who's really knowledgeable and is experienced in this. I remember when we had other hiring last year, when we just got together in New York, we don't realize that we ask people to come to positions that they have no qualifications for it. If somebody is going to deal with $3-4 million, they have to understand what that means and how do you get there and how you have it. So we need professional people in this area, for example, development, that the person knows the field, knows how to go and apply for funding from wherever they can to a nonprofit like ours. And that's very specific that we really need it and we need budget for it. We don't need, as far as I can see, we don't need a huge general manager to manage everything and then be responsible for doing everything. We don't need somebody who can, you know, somebody at another level we need to get the work done. If BAI is organized in a way that everybody knows their job, especially we have...
Monashay, your time is up. I'm sorry. This is Heather. I'm saying I'm sorry because I know there's so much to say, but we have now finished. It's at 10:30 Eastern, and we agreed time certain we would end this. So, Summer, I'm just telling you that.
I'm sorry. This is Serene. It's 10:20.
Thank you, Heather. I'm sorry, Monashay. Were you done?
No, I would stop here, and we can talk about this later. And I agree with time certain. Thanks. Thank you very much.
We have 4 minutes left, so...
Can you hear me at all?
So
yes, I can hear you now, Serene. I'm sorry, Monashay, what did you say?
Did you want me to finish? I think I lost...
I want to finish your sentence, as I was saying, there's 4 minutes left. So go ahead and finish, and then I'll go to Serene. Monashay, go ahead and finish what you were saying, and then I will go to Serene.
In terms of restructuring, we need to think about what the station needs. We had lots of technical people at the station that they know what their job is. Only somebody has to coordinate the timing of everything. So we don't need a big general manager, but we need website, proper, you know, very active website. We have social media. We need to have a social media which is very. very active, and we need a developer. These are the key areas that we need. We don't need a huge premium department because we are shopping network now. So that type of thing, all of those exist in the sustainability plan. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Serene, before I go to you, I do want to make one positive comment, picking up on Monashay. I'm happy to report that already from my report to the listener this evening on WBAI in New York, I've already had someone volunteer to do 1 day a week of social media for the station because I made a call out asking for those types of services. So
yeah.
I think if we went looking for more help, we'd find it. So let me go.
All right.
Go ahead, please. Yeah, it's heartening. All positive feedback so
thank
far.
You.
So, okay. Go ahead.
You know, one of the things about the plan, as I said, you know, it's a list of ideas. Some of them, you know, good. Many of them very standard, and some of them really not even fully formed. But none of these things have numbers on it, and the board actually did not approve our budget, as it has not done in more than 4 years. And it would seem to me that a plan requires that you look at the suggestions and put some price tags on and figure out where that money is going to come from, or at least how much money we're talking about, as opposed to just saying, well, we need this and we need that. Further, you know, I would caution people about making statements about what people on staff do and do not know how to do. I don't think it's proper to hold a public evaluation. The board has been
mute.
So, as I said, I know that, you know, a lot of people worked on this. So, I don't know about a lot, but several people worked on it.
More
I
than several.
Attended a meeting.
There's a list.
I really think that it's important that...
Folks, people are hitting keys again. What's going on? Let's not do that. Please. Everybody be courteous. Doesn't matter whether you like what's being said or who's saying it or any of it. Just please treat each other with courtesy. It makes life go better. Serene, please continue.
So I think it's really important that whatever has come here to the PNB actually go to the LSB, because the LSB needs to look at this, needs to complete the discussions that we began last night, as I said, nothing having happened at the LSB before, and that it actually come back to the PNB with numbers, because it's fine to say we want this, we need that. How much money are you talking about? At this point, we don't even know where the money is coming from. But how much money are we even talking about? What will the PMDV voting on some people coming up with good ideas? Where does that get us?
Okay, thank you.
Point of information. I just want to say that 37 people are listed here as having worked more than once on this sustainability plan. It is true that numbers aren't in here, and that certainly needs reworking and will need be done after the current drive. I think it will be very much more possible to plug in numbers after the drive.
By the way, ma'am, you share a point of information. As the way I understand it, last night was not an LSB meeting. I think the Berthold had called a meeting maybe a few days ago, and some people could go and some people didn't go, but it was not an LSB meeting. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Final question. Are the members of New York seeking a vote this evening from us at all? And if not, we're simply discussing it at this point. Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay, thank you. Just because our time has expired, and I'd like us to go into executive session, but I didn't want to truncate anything we should be accomplishing. So are we all good to go to executive session at this point?
What about the number?
I'm sorry? Oh, the one that was sent out to you is correct. It is changed. It is the one that John produced for me since yesterday, okay? So you can go ahead and call it the one that you were sent as a notice today, okay?
We can use that one?
Yes, you can. And I double-checked with Otis, and I looked at the old ones. It is different.
It was sent today?
The one that was sent today is the correct number, okay? The one that was sent by your regular PNB KPFTX notification, okay?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Can somebody tell who sent it? Who sent that?
Hey, your regular notice that would have come in at like 3:30 in the morning.
3:30 in the morning. Go check.
The one for executive session, that is the number you should use, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thank you, everyone. See you in a moment.